Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's time for the Hillman Huddle with New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman.
Are you ready for some football?
On WAAF.
The Hillman Huddle this week is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, your lifetime roofing solution. And in a surprise move, displacing Chris Hogan, we are joined this morning by the great Julian Bubs Edelman for the Hillman Huddle. Good morning, Bubs.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
Awful.
What's the matter?
Oh, no.
I mean, anytime you go into a bye week with a loss, you're not so pleasant.
Yeah. Has Bill been a little bit tough?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think it's just everyone. Everyone's got that taste in the back of their mouth that you have for 2 weeks. So, you know, it's part of the game. You can't win them all. But, you know, it definitely sucks.
Well, you said post-game that this is the time right now, time of the season, time of the year where you're either in it or you end up being a chaser, and you've had it. I'm sure you've had a chance to take a look at film. What do you look specifically at in that game on Sunday that was an issue for you guys?
We just didn't start fast. They came out and had the return on us. They were able to score. We only got 3 points. You know, and you can't play a team like that at home when you're on the road from behind. The team's hungry. You know, the Titans were hungry and just came off a big win on Monday night. And then they come out and they're feeling a little good. So, you know, it was just a whole lot of things. We couldn't get a positive play on first down, which, you know, that screws you up, takes you out of the count. You know, when you're dealing with third and 10s, third and 11s, third and 9s, the percentages go down. So we played the game exactly the way we didn't want to play it. And, you know, sometimes that happens and you get in a dogfight and we just weren't able to get out of that hole. And, you know, it sucks, but just like a win, you got to have a short memory. You got to learn from it, take the bad, take the good, and take it on up, keep it going, because we got another game in another week against division opponent, New York Jets. And, you know, that's how it goes. That's how it goes, guys.
Well, I feel like it's Tom's fault because you threw him a rope, an absolute frozen rope, and the guy stumbled and did not get the first down. I mean, did you call him out on that?
Nah, not at all. It never goes down to one play. You know, there's like 7 or 8 plays. If they go a different way, you can get a different outcome, but never just one. It's never one play. You know, there's plays that happen in the first quarter. There's plays that happen in the second quarter. You know, it's football, guys.
Yeah.
It's football.
Were you surprised that Tom was out of that game with 7 minutes left? I mean, it's not normally when it comes to kind of throwing the towel in a little bit. That's not normally when that happens.
I wasn't even there. I was inside, actually. So, you know, that's coach's decision, and, you know, I don't really second guess him. So
yeah,
whatever he feels he's got to do to that he thinks is best for the team. I think that's what he does. And over the years, you come to trust that, and you learn that a lot of times it's right. So, there's no second guessing that.
So how does the bye period go for you guys? What's the schedule like here?
Well, I can't go into specific details, but
you're not going to Aruba.
Yeah, no. This is a week where you self scout and you really take time in looking at yourself individually as a group, as a unit, offense, defense, special teams, and you self scout and you see what you've done well. And you build off that, and then you see what you haven't done necessarily to the standard of what we want to do, and you go and you work on those things. A bye week's a great thing because you could, if you take advantage of it, you can make your team better, you can make yourself better. But that also can go the other way, you know. If you don't take it serious, if you don't take advantage of it, you just let bad habits continually create, or you know, it's one of those types of things. And then also you get a week to heal. It's later in the season. This sport, are modern day gladiators, so you gotta tape it up, get it ready, and go do it again in 2 weeks. So that's where we're at.
Kind of like what I do every morning.
You get a little of that little green tea and a little honey, and you put it in the back of that vocal cord and you let it sit back there so you can get the W-A-A-S. No?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you, Bubs.
Oh, you called it, kid.
I hear you.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Julian Edelman is our guest on the Hillman Huddle. And I feel like the beard is pretty fierce right now. Are you going to keep that going?
I just haven't had time to locate or find clippers or a razor. So, we're just going to let it hang and let it go.
I think Danielle said yesterday she prefers it when you have it trimmed.
Yeah, the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say a lot of people do, but when that beard's on, let's just say it's business time.
Ain't
no need for anything else.
I would be hesitant to, like, I see guys out there with these huge beards and then the guys with the long hair and the dreads. In the pile, those must just get yanked or ripped.
Yes.
I mean, does that happen to you with this huge beard?
What goes on in a pile stays in the pile.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of thumbs that go missing. That's what I'm saying.
Goes in the pile, stays in the pile. LB can second that.
Hey, Bubs, is the chatter about running routes and no footing, the whole cleat issue thing? Was that an issue at all?
No, that was just first brought up to my attention right now. What happened?
Well, everybody was talking about the fact that guys weren't running great routes because they couldn't get their footing because they didn't have the right cleats. You know, that they needed longer cleats or some hogwash.
I didn't. That's the first I heard of that. And, we both play on that. Both teams play on that surface. So I don't think anyone's got an advantage. And you go out pregame and you try what you like, and the coaches and the equipment staff do a good job of letting us know what you can and can't wear and what's best. So that's just chatter.
I believe that Mike Vrabel sprayed the field pregame with Pam, the cooking spray. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think so, Greg. That was
not so much.
No,
fake news.
Well, when's the pop up, Bubs?
Pop up starts this Thursday to Sunday.
Okay,
and it's it's going to be fun. It's a way to go out and kind of communicate and see and hang out with the people that come out and support. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting thing. We've been doing it for, I think this is our third year.
Yep.
And it's crazy to see how many people come and have fun. And, you know, it's overwhelming, kind of, pretty much.
Newbury Street again, Bubs?
Newbury Street. I don't know the exact one, but you'll know where it is when you see it.
And you'll
go down Newbury Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02116.
You'll be there from time to time?
And I'll be sliding in there.
What about Frank? Will Frank be making an appearance?
Nah, Frank the Tank. He'll be coming out next week, but he won't be coming this week. There will be no Frank.
A texter wants me to ask you if it bothers you guys when somebody like Deion Lewis is running his mouth after a game like that about that's what happens when you go cheap or this and that. Do you guys pay any attention to that?
not really. I mean, people have opinions, and that's how this world is. And some people state them, and some people don't. And you know, I just try to go about my own business, worry about what I have on my plate. If that's how he feels, that's how he feels. You know, that's just how it goes.
I think he said that if somebody is to punch you guys in the mouth, you quit.
Yeah, well, that's completely false. But you know, that's. You know, he's riding high. I mean, they got a good big win for their team. You tip your hat, and you know, we're on to the Jets.
Yes,
that's how it goes. You know, you let them have that, and you know, we'll be worrying about New York and a division opponent, a tough opponent, a team that knows us. You know, a team that may not have a great record, but I'm telling you right now, every time we play someone, it's like we play their best shot. We get their best shot, and that's just how it goes. So, you know, you gotta be prepared, and that's what we're gonna do. And this week, we're gonna take advantage of it and prepare ourselves to make ourselves better and go from there.
A texter,
you know what I mean, guys?
Bubs, a texter wants to know if Frank says anything particular after a loss like that on Sunday.
Yeah, my pops always has his little two cents, you know, but he's just happy that I got out relatively pretty healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing too bad wasn't happening to me. And, you know, that's as a parent of a kid or a person that plays a sport, a physical sport, you know, it's tough for those people psychologically. See their kids get beat up and hammered. So I think that's, regardless of a win, lose, loss, or draw, they're just always seeing how you're doing physically and mentally, and because they understand. They've been through it with me since I was 8 years old. The demands of this sport, physically, mentally, and psychologically, that you give. And you know, I'm the type of guy that gives it my all, and it wears you out. And he's just a good shoulder to lean on when you do lose. So, you know, nothing too crazy, but that's all Frank is.
So he didn't say, "Hey, I'm flying out there tomorrow, and we're gonna go out to the tennis court, and I'm gonna throw you balls in the tennis court again." He didn't suggest that.
No, but he's dying to. And during my time away, he came out, actually.
We did?
Yeah. And he, it was refreshing to have my pops there. And it really, because we haven't done that in years.
Yeah.
And, you know, putting a hand in my face, grabbing me while I'm trying to catch.
Yeah.
And we actually got some good footage of it So got something in the works that'll kind of show this stuff what we did for the last year or so.
Did he get up on the roof?
It was a fun experience. Huh?
That's awesome.
Did he get up on the roof and kick punts at you like you used to when you were young?
Nah, he's got a bad hip.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
You know, I feel bad for him. He's getting old. Got to get him fixed.
Yeah, and not for nothing, Bubs. Tell him not to hold off on the hip thing, man. I did that for like 2 years.
I told him, go get the hip.
He'll be a new man.
He's got to get a new hip.
He doesn't understand. Like my Kaiser's got it. Don't worry. Now. I'm like, Pops, I got a couple doctors out there. Like my doctors in New England are trying to help me. The team doctors trying to get this guy a hip, and my dad. Don't worry. Kaiser's got it. That's what I pay for.
Well, listen. Enjoy the bye week, and as you said, we're on to New York, and. Shoot me a text. Maybe I'll try. If you want, I'm kind of busy over the next 4 or 5 days, but maybe I'll come by the pop up or whatever.
You gotta come by, and I need to have all the hilly people come.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.